Leading our news this morning, a second Texas health worker has now fallen ill with Ebola. The woman took a domestic flight a day before she was diagnosed. Health authorities are now trying to track down all 132 people who were on the flight with her. The woman and a fellow nurse were infected after treating Liberian man Thomas Duncan, who later died.
We're a hospital that may have done some things different with the benefit of what we know today, but makes no mistake, no one wants to get this right more than our hospital.
Dr. Daniel Varga there. There have been more sharp falls on world markets as investors continue to worry about slowing economic growth. At one point, Wall Street was down around 3%. The Dow Jones has now lost 6% in the past month, and there were also big falls in London and Europe. At least 20 people have died and many more are missing after severe blizzards in Nepal's Himalayan region. Many foreigners were among those who perished on a trek popular with tourists. Several others died in nearby locations. The Department of Foreign Affairs says there are no reports of any Australians being involved. Lawyers say they'll lodge an appeal this morning against a federal court decision stopping an 11-month-old baby from seeking protection in Australia. Firuz Mayuddin was born in a Brisbane hospital last year. His parents were detained on Nauru after fleeing Myanmar. The federal government has denied the baby a protection visa.